I swear by all that is mercurial, it is cold this morning. It is a balmy minus 18 degrees, if you're a polar bear. Wow, it's cold. But more than cold, it's damp. And that's what cuts right through clothes and cars and skin and everything else. Oh, it's cold. Okay. So I promised in yesterday's audio boom, which went through, thankfully, everything went fine, that I would be talking this morning. It is now 10 past 8 in the morning. I'm on my way to work. About my watch. I bought this watch on a website called Deal Extreme. You can also find them at dx.com. And is that a plug? Yeah, I suppose it's a plug. But if you're looking for gadgets, all sorts of knickknacks, USB keys, you know, you don't know what to get somebody for their birthday, and you don't want to spend a heck of a lot of money. They may be just an acquaintance, or you want to get everybody in the office some gadget just for a joke. Check them out, dx.com. They got all sorts of stuff. They also have brand name stuff. They have quadcopters, you name it. They have tablets, phones, watches, flashlights. If you're into Arduino kits, they have Arduino parts, all sorts of do-it-yourselfer stuff, LED lights, LED strip lights. If you're doing some kind of mood lighting or something in your house and you just want a strip of 12-volt LED lights to light up, say, the bottom of your counter or something, they don't dissipate any heat, so they're safe. And you can run them off a common 12-volt transformer. I think some of them you can even run off of a 9-volt battery, which is quite convenient if you're lighting something up. Say, I don't know, if you, for instance, I could think of McColgan's car boots. If he's going to a car boot and selling some stuff, I could see him maybe lining the inside of the trunk or the boot of his car with a few of these LED strips and lighting up. It'd be kind of interesting, right? It's just a publicity stunt, really. Anyhow, I'm way off track here. So I buy this watch. It was $16, and it's a automatic self-winding watch, and it's got a little weight on the back. The picture doesn't show it because I took a picture of the front, but it is the clone of a, and I can never pronounce this properly, Breitlinger, anyway, whatever that name of that German watch company is. If you look at the logo in the middle of the watch face, it's supposed to replicate it. The actual name on the watch is Winner, but which is kind of funny because we have a store here that caters to used merchandise and all in good. No, actually, sorry. No, that's Value Village. No, Winners actually sells liquidated stock from department stores and stuff. So it's all new stock. Now I'm thinking of the other store is called Value Village. And there I go taking another tangent again. Wow, I should have been a mathematician. So this watch being self-winding, to keep it going, you have to move. You have to move your arm. Now, most of the time, I don't have a problem with that because I'm Italian and I speak with my hands. But at night, when I go to bed, I do keep the watch on, because if I do take it off and put it on my nightstand, I'm guaranteed that it will stop. So a few times I've tried shaking it vigorously for a minute or so and then putting it down on my nightstand, but invariably, it always stops around 5 o'clock in the morning, 5 or 6. When I wear it, it is a great gauge for how well I've slept, because if I'm tossing and turning all night, well, the watch will wind, and by the morning, I will see that indeed it's stopped, usually around 3 o'clock. between 3 and 3:30. And, you know, pun fully intended, it stops like clockwork. So if I get a good night's sleep, I know it will stop earlier. Even as early as 1 o'clock in the morning, in some cases, depending on how active I was the day before. For instance, yesterday, I spent the entire day going through emails and sorting out stuff and doing a triage of all my upcoming work. It was something I promised I would do in the first 2 weeks of January at work, just so to sort of get myself in line, because I could possibly, my responsibilities could possibly change in the next several months at work. I'll be doing the same type of work, technical writing, but more, even more technical than it has been until today. A lot more illustrations, a lot more tables, a lot more step-by-step procedures for configuring different systems on our networks. And with a new point of sale system coming, a new POS coming for our company, that means a lot more work and a lot more development, and with it comes a lot more documentation and knowledge transfer. Now, my watch lately has, like I've been saying, stopping around 3 in the morning. The other day, it didn't stop at all. And I woke up and I looked at my watch and it was exactly on time, which means that I had a rough night's sleep. So, you know all those crazy watch bands that they sell you? They're usually made out of silicone or whatever, and they have an LED and they're Bluetooth and they connect to your smartphone. And they basically tell you everything except for the temperature of your coffee. Well, I don't need one of those. I have a $16 gizmo that does the same thing. Actually, speaking of those bands, they have those at Deal Extreme too. And yes, this sounds like very much like a plug for Deal Extreme. But one of my friends said, well, don't you feel bad buying all this stuff? You know, it's from China and, you know, you don't really know the working conditions of the people there and so on and so forth. And, you know, you're not buying North American. And then I reminded him, I said, oh, really? Well, where was your watch made? Oh, and where was your mouse made? And where was your keyboard made? And your screen? And while we were at it, look under your shoe. And perhaps 3/4 of the parts in your car are made in China. Look, I'm not necessarily condoning, you know, the mistreatment of the Chinese workers and all that. Definitely not. However, you know, somebody who tells me, you know, you shouldn't buy there because it's all made in China, doesn't hold any water for me because everything's made in China. I'm sure if I looked under my armpit, it would probably say made in China. So, anyhow. All right, well, thank you for listening to this diatribe of mine this morning. This, what are we? January 21st. January 21st? Holy smoke, I just realized something. Okay, I will catch you later. I may do an impromptu quick audio boom sometime this afternoon. Hey, that rhymes. I'm a poet. I'm a morning poet. Okay, thank you, folks. I don't know, I'm delirious. It must be the cold. It has affected my brain. I will just let the time run out now and drone on and on and on about how cold it is. It's mercurially cold. The mercury has plumbed the depths of the sea. Boy, that sounds romantic, doesn't it? Okay. All right. What else? Nothing much. I have a bunch of stuff I want to sell, and that will be for the next topic of my next audio boom on e-drums.